In 1845, Irish-born Patrick Murphy and Mary Heffernan together ventured into a new and uncertain world with only the hope and belief that a better life awaited them. Without a full understanding of the new world, and perhaps only with a few sketches or newspaper articles, they decided to become Americans. They departed Ireland still unmarried, but certainly in love. Imagine their deep emotions as they made their first brave steps forward. Grief at leaving home, but a determination that overcame doubts. Clear-eyed, they faced an uncertain future rushing toward them, faster than ocean storm clouds. They held tight to God's hand throughout. On that morning in May, they stepped aboard a 19th-century packet ship, the Sweden. But much more than that, they stepped into a new arena. The North Atlantic's waves and winds were strong. Wood beams creaked, the smell of sickness hung in the salty air, with so many destinies packed in tight. Shipwrecks loomed beneath the deep ocean, but also aboard there was song, Irish song, folk dance. Long Irish yarns spun all night and into the morn. Leaving meant cutting ties with an old order, embracing a new order. It meant leaving a homeland and its familiar surroundings, leaving the old storytellers for the new, leaving family, and leaving a local church. But as County Waterford grew more distant, they also hoped to leave hardship and death. They had each other, their faith, and not much else. They sailed on, creating the ocean's history. The Ireland they left behind now existed only in their hearts. Hard work lay ahead, work that would age the young, but the two of them clung to their unshakable belief they were making the right decision. Their plan was never to return, and they never did. Neither did their children. They and their posterity would become Americans, despite confronting ardent and pervasive discrimination. How incredibly brave. Patrick and Mary found joy. No, together, they made joy. As fate would have it, this young couple left Ireland just before the Great Hunger's scourge. What a momentous decision. They left because of wrongs done to them and to Ireland, and because of episodic blight, but they brought forth a better, beautiful life, wrought by their hands' work and their lifelong love. They never stopped loving Ireland. Their decision, if not made, would mean that we, their Irish-American descendants, would not exist. Patrick and Mary made that decision. Patrick and Mary's listed ages on the manifest, 23 and 25, are not likely accurate considering their Irish birth or baptismal certificates, which say that Patrick Murphy was born or baptised on May 24th, 1823, and Mary Heffernan was baptised on September 16th, 1821, shortly after her birth. This means Patrick's real age would be about 22, while Mary's real age would have been about 23. Their reason for possibly concealing their true age is unknown. It is important to note the Sweden manifest listed Mary Heffernan, deviating from what we believe was the correct Heffernan. And yet, Mary and Patrick's December 6th, 1845 Boston marriage record also incorrectly listed her last name as Heffernan. Family lore is that Mary's family name has always been Heffernan, or perhaps generations earlier, O. Heffernan. Mary's baptismal certificate listed her name as Heffernan, and her father's grave in Lynn, Massachusetts, listed his name as John Heffernan. 19th century ship manifests, as well as records of all kind, were often hurriedly put together, and the writer would take the best guess approach on spelling. Alternatively, perhaps Mary deliberately provided a different spelling of her last name, accompanied by her wrong age, for some unknown but calculated reason. Whatever the truth regarding Mary's maiden name, these variations of it remain a mystery that will likely never be solved. But every family needs at least one good conspiracy theory, right? It is of note that the 19th century immigrant community routinely swapped names and falsified documents to evade certain laws. Falsification of documents served several important purposes, including influencing citizenship status, concealing a past, beefing up job experience, meeting age requirements for certain types of employment, or even to make sure that a ship's captain would not deny boarding due to reasons of age. Using all these historical records, we can trace the movement of the Sweden, departing Liverpool, likely in early May of 1845, and sailing about 34 days to Boston, where Patrick and Mary disembarked on June 4th, 1845. The Sweden then left Boston on July 5th, 1845, and arrived in New Orleans on August 19th, 1845, pulling pierside near my business office today.